Hey, man, what's the deal? It's the Raw District Podcast. It's Drew Dawson. Back for another one. Got Eli Brown in the building. We also have some special guests here. A-Factor, Nubs, Snowman,
a.k.a. Squad. What that shit do, man? What's family. Happening? What's going down?
Man, I appreciate y'all for coming, man.
Sure.
Thanks for having us, man.
Hell yeah. What up?
Oh, yeah. If we can leave it right there, that's cool.
Yeah, if y'all leave it right there, that'd be straight.
That's fine.
What brought y'all to speaking, man?
We got a show out here tonight. Sure. So
the Woodshed.
We just flew out last night, came in town. Shit, it was late, huh? It was like 3 a.m. We got to the hotel, but...
Damn, it was 3
a.m. We got to put on a show.
Are y'all on tour?
Nah, it's a one-off, but we got a little song coming in October.
October, so. Yes, sir.
First time here?
Yeah, yep. First time in Kansas. Yeah.
I've been here. Like, my brother lives in Wichita. So
Wichita's
I've
nice.
Been to Kansas before. I've been to Topeka before, but first time for a show. So.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I just heard your recent drop. It's Blunts and Coffee, right?
Yeah, that shit was fun. That was a fun one, dude.
And yeah, for sure. And I seen Redman.
Yeah.
Did you react to that?
Yeah, Redman. Yeah. Redman reacted to that.
Shout
one.
Out to the big dog.
Call me
man.
An asshole.
Yeah, I
he said a bunch. He said a bunch.
You gotta
of
watch
shit.
Yourself when we meet him because he said he's gonna tackle
he's
you.
He's gonna tackle me.
Yeah.
We'll see at the Red Rocks what goes down.
How does something like that feel, man? Because Redman, obviously, everybody knows here is a fucking legend.
Yeah.
And for somebody who loves smoking, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy, bro. Like honestly, like. It's the second time he's reacted to one of our tracks, and this time it felt more like buddy, you know what I mean? Like it was
like clowning
type shit.
Yeah,
we've never even met exactly. him, but yeah. it's yeah. it like you say, he's a legend. Like that's a legend, especially in my book. So just to get recognition from him is humbling, and it's like it just means we're doing the right thing.
Hell yeah. And I love that combo. That's why I love that fucking song, man. Because I use it when I work out. It's not exactly coffee, but I'll take some pre-workout and then smoke a blunt. And that's the perfect combination.
It really is, man.
Get you going. Smoking before you work out is just a good idea in general.
Smoking before you do anything.
Yeah.
That's what I do. You got to take a trip to the corner store, just fucking hit the blunt
a
couple
real
times.
Quick before you go.
Take a bong rip. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Make some more tolerable.
Oh, we're doing something? We got to smoke first.
Especially when you're like, bro, if you gotta walk in the heat in Arizona, that's fucked up out there, bro.
Yeah, you gotta be high for that shit.
You gotta, like, just to make it bearable, you know what
Dude,
I'm saying?
We're at the point
like,
in Arizona where you don't even go outside unless you really have to.
Yeah, yeah. You get everything you need the day before, like the night of, grab all of the shit.
Wake up early before it's hot, go do it.
Oh, yeah.
Even then, wait, that's kind of fucking difficult. Wake up at 7 o'clock and it's 90 degrees.
Better than 120 at the
I guess
middle of the
you're
day.
Not lying.
How long does it stay hot there? Is it
all
long
fucking
time?
Day?
It'll be like above 104, like
yeah, we'll have
2 a.m.
Yeah, dude, it's
for like 3 months straight.
Y'all get a bad winter because I know our shit was.
Yeah, I mean summer's probably like three, four months, something like that. Four if it's really fucked
if
up.
If you ask me, it's half and half, bro.
Half the year is summer.
Half the year is winter. We don't get fall and spring.
But
is
it's not
nice,
really
is it a nice
winter,
winter though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winter is
fall
winter is
when
fucking
it gets
beautiful.
Fire. That's when it feels best. And then winter is obviously.
Winter is the best good. To me. Because it's just cold outside.
I like when it gets cold.
It's not fucking hot. You know what I'm saying?
Snowman, dog.
But it's like the lowest it gets is probably like high 30s.
Oh, see.
So it's really nothing that, like you live in Kansas
like
or we're like where it really snows and shit.
Actually, it was negative this year or this past year.
We don't do that.
Oh yeah.
But that's why I moved out there. I'm from Colorado. So I was
from
like,
Colorado. Yeah.
I can't stand when it's hella fucking hot.
What's this?
When it's cold.
What's
the
scene like there in the Phoenix, like hip hop wise, or not Phoenix yet? Just
yeah,
in Arizona.
Phoenix. Yeah, I mean it's pretty big. Like
Phoenix is mostly where it's at for the hip hop. Yeah. I mean it's all around Arizona. Tucson got some popping stuff too in hip hop, but it's cool. I mean like it's growing rapidly, I would say.
Yeah, do y'all feel like y'all experienced that real local scene?
Oh
like, yeah. Like that's how we got our start. Like doing a bunch of like local shows like every other week. We have 2-3 shows a month. like just all local shit that we would knock out. And
we do local shows for like
back in the day, fucking running tickets and shit.
So that's how we got, you know, our name out there pretty much.
Right. I seen it was like 2016 y'all really got, they says y'all got active. So how long before that were y'all actually making music?
Damn, bro, I was making music back in high school in my studio.
That's how me and Nubs met.
That was like 2010, 2011. So we had like a solid 4 or 5 years of just grinding and just like kind of messing around with it before we really buckled down or like we're gonna do this.
And you were engineering, right?
Yeah, I engineered and for a long time.
Word up.
For a long time, I managed us too before we had a manager. So
his engineering is actually how I came around and shit. Well, how we actually got closer, because me and the homie Chunk, we were just engineering our own sessions. Chunk's not an engineer, but we just pressing buttons. You know, we could work Pro Tools, but as far as the mixing and shit, I needed somebody to do it. Nubs came in. He was like, I'll do it, no problem. And then for that, I just exchanged them verses and shit. And then we just got close and decided it'd be best if we go ahead and make it an official thing, and I joined in.
Like, for a chunk of change, man, we were doing sets. We'd get a 30-minute set, give him 15 minutes. He'd get a 30-minute set, he'd give us 15 minutes. So we were always performing and shit. Wherever you seen me and Nubs, you seen Factor, you know what I'm saying? So it just made that shit right.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
So what type of challenges do you face working together as a team? Because I know we do a podcast, you know, we just had one of our members quit.
Damn.
So I'm saying, how do you guys deal with certain things, like, you know, just working as a team, like, and how, when egos collide and shit like that?
I mean, obviously we're all completely different people, so like we've butted heads, and like I think just the brotherhood, the bond that we have, we know, like, and what we created is way bigger. Like, there's nothing on earth that could ever make, I think, either one of us want to quit this shit and just give it up, because like our message is too powerful. And looking at the end goal, that's probably the main thing. It's like, we know what we came here to do, we know what we represent, so we'll have our tiffs, but we're always man enough to come back. Okay, I'll take fault on that, whatever it is, like, and that's what it is. Like, our brotherhood, like, will keep us going through anything, I think.
So, I just heard this.
Brotherhood keeps the ego in check, honestly.
I just heard this thing earlier. It said, blood is thicker than mud. Remember on the trucker show?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was dope. Sorry. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I just had to say that shit, because that's what it feels like.
Factors podcast.
That's what that shit feels like.
That's exactly why.
I mean, you got kicked off the podcast too, fucker.
I did.
So,
I did. That's exactly why.
Man, no, doing a podcast is complex, man.
Especially with multiple people, like,
because you're talking all the time, and I don't even think people are supposed to be talking this much to each other. Like, honestly,
about important shit a lot of the time.
Yeah, because it does get heated for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the ego is definitely something that we've faced before, but it's not come around in a while. Like, we all pretty much know each other's lanes and we try to play off our strengths, you know what I mean? So like, if someone has a weakness, we already know that they're working on it themselves. We don't need to say shit about it, you know what I mean? So,
but at the same time, you always got the little bit of a pep talk, you know what I'm saying, when it feels like you're taking a little too long to get out of that rut, you know what I'm saying, which is another brotherly bond we have, you know what I'm saying? Whenever we notice something, or like just being able to talk shit out, you know what I'm saying? Like, getting through it without, you know what I'm saying, blowing up too much, you know what I'm saying? Communication is really the key, like Nubs just said, being able to talk to each other.
Well, yeah, you run into maturity. All types of shit. Timing issues. That too. Like, he's got work, so we can't do that here. He's working, so we can't do that. We gotta do this. We gotta do it this time, which means he's gotta sacrifice something else. So I gotta sacrifice this so I can get there. And it's just like, it's a whole ass puzzle, bro.
It's tough.
You know what I mean?
Especially when, you know, people start getting families, kids getting involved and stuff like that.
Like, both of them have families. Yeah. I don't have no kids. I got my niece, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I help when I can, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So, like, my schedule is pretty much open whenever, so I work off of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, but even then, I have my weeks where I don't even show up to the studio, you know what I'm saying? Like,
be like that.
And you know what I mean? And then Nubs or Factor or Matt or, you know what I'm saying, one of them would get on my ass like, hey, bro, you need to get your ass in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? What are you doing? Like,
yeah, so, you need those people.
And I'm grateful that I have them. You know,
good,
what
healthy, like, shit talking. I think every group needs that. You just need to be able, and like, and that puts the ego in check. Like, don't take the shit personally. Like, you know our intentions when we say some shit. So, 100%, yeah. Like, we could crack any type of joke. Like, we say the craziest shit around each other. Nobody's gonna ever be like, oh, fuck that, I quit. Like, you know, like,
you took it too fucking far.
Yeah, and if we do, like,
line,
and
bro.
If it I'm does offended. Happen, like, we could be like, all right, man, I think you crossed the line.
Lines,
you know what I'm saying?
We
like, yeah, my bad. Yeah, all right. Yeah. And then we know not to cross that line. But, you know, sometimes you gotta test.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah. That's funny as shit. what song first pushed y'all, like, out there?
Done Did was the first home run.
Yeah. I think that's when I first seen you guys just pop across my shit.
First
I
mean, song we did with Action,
what was that?
That deal was called New Ish, and that one was a pretty big hit for us. But like nothing, that was before Done Did, so like that shit got numbers. We're like, holy shit, that shit is crazy, crazy. And then Done Did, it was like, that's what a big one is. You know what
I
mean?
I was just about to ask that before too.
And then like, Smoke My Pain.
Smoke My Pain. Yeah. It was the second one that really went. And it just kind of like, it's weird how it happens, bro. It's like,
take me back to that time where it started to go viral. Because, you know, I don't have original shit that goes viral, but I've worked the internet and I've had shit that goes viral.
Yeah.
So I know what it feels like where you can just refresh it and there's just comments popping up, new likes. Yeah. How did you adjust to that?
Shit, bro.
I think it takes a while.
Did it feel completely different, or were you just
bro,
like,
it's like a drug. Yeah. It's a drug, bro. Fucking drug. Like, I don't know if you're allowed to cuss.
Fuck.
No, but I'm, you know, it is a drug. Like, you get a taste of it, and you're like, ooh, I'm trying to get more of that. And then, so, like, you're trying to go viral and viral and viral, and like, I don't think I have adjusted.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I just put this shit in a song the other day, or not the other day, it was like a couple weeks ago, but I said something like, I guess I'm kind of a celeb, I never actually thought about it, but I won't let it go to my head. Like, just sitting there watching, like, we dropped the video, and I was, like you said, watching the comments go by, watching the views blow up and shit, and I don't remember which one it was, but we got close to 10K the first day, and I was just sitting there like, damn, is this really what they see us as when we pop out? Like, because I, like, me personally, I walk the streets of my city every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a normal guy when it comes down to it, but I also do the music. You know what I'm saying? And people love me for that. You know what I mean? You adjust little by little, if I say so myself.
Do you
like,
read
it
the
doesn't.
Comments?
I was about to ask that shit.
It doesn't. Yeah. Every now and then I'll go in the comments. I probably shouldn't, but I mean, it's always good because, like, you just look for the feedback. Like, honestly, I do it to see where I can get better at. Like,
I just do reaction videos, and I already got to stay out of the comments, man. People be just talking.
Yeah, some people are
they
savage,
say the
man.
Craziest. The,
yeah.
Some people are super savage on the internet.
And that's something we had to get used to, too.
Yeah, like, I stopped looking at comments a little while ago, but then I started reading them again and just looking at the positive ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting off too, like, we would see the negative ones and, you know, it would get under your skin, but then you're like, I'm not gonna look at those ones.
Yeah.
And if you ever comment back, you better comment back to 10 positive ones. If you comment, if for every one negative one you go back to, comment to 10 positive, because there's people there that are actually loving your shit. Why give anybody else the time
but
of day?
But for some reason, when you see that one motherfucker,
it got you.
It's
yeah.
just like,
it's
ah.
like, ooh, yeah. I gotta say something to that.
And it's crazy. It's crazy like now because we don't get as much of that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many positive comments that if you do drop one negative one, we don't fucking see it.
You know what I'm saying? And the fam will go after you. Like,
exactly.
Like,
the fam is going to get on your ass before we even get the chance to say something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing, right there, man. Like, not even having to know the motherfucker is there. It's just, you know, it's away with the wind. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You just gave us another comment on the video. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You watched the video. Thank you. We appreciate
it. You just gotta learn not to take the shit personal, whether it's good or bad. Like,
right. It's
like,
all up to the person to comment.
No matter how many views, like, that's what I learned. Like, because the views shot, I remember, like, crying, like, oh, shit, like, finally made it. And then, like, the next day I had to clock into work. I'm the same dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like it didn't, like, some people think, like, you get a million views, that equates to $1 million. And you're just fucking popping now. But that's not the case. So it's like, I had to deal with that. Like, oh, shit, yeah, we are big on the internet. But also, like, we have a lot of work to do. Like, these numbers are just numbers at the end of the day. The real shit is coming out here to the shows, impacting the people. Actually seeing those numbers.
100%. That feels better having that hometown love other than just like people on the internet.
I mean, me personally, bro, I walk the streets of my city all the time, you know what I'm saying? And I all, like, it doesn't matter where we go. If I'm by myself, I don't get as much love. I don't know why. But if I'm with somebody, people walk up to me all the time. Can we take a picture? Can you sign this? Can you, you know what I'm saying? Like, it happens everywhere we go. We went to a fancy ass, fuck is that, Hibachi Grill for Nubs' birthday 1 year, and the owner came out and took a picture with us and put it up on the wall. You know what I'm saying? Like, little shit like that, it helps, bro. It helps, but it's always, it's the love that counts. You know what I'm saying? Like, we couldn't do this without people like that, without the family. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, like, that shit's amazing.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
So the name is Odd Squad Family. Hence the, like, y'all came together because y'all felt like outcast.
Yeah.
So when y'all became, on the other side of everything like that, was that an adjustment? Do you guys feel cool now? Like, do y'all feel like the cool people now, or do y'all still feel like outcast?
That's a fucking question.
I guess it's never really been about being cool though. It's like, it's how everybody else saw us. You know what I'm saying? So. Like, when I would walk in a room, I didn't have no friends. I was looked at as, you know, in school, think about it. You saw the kids with special needs, right? And you treated them differently every time. That was me. And so, in my head, it wasn't about being cool. It was about proving that I wasn't any different. You know what I mean? So, the Odd Squad family is named in a sense where it's how everybody sees us already anyway. But also, we proved that being odd is what everybody is already anyway, and that's the normal that, you know, that everybody needs to focus on, is being unique and different and all that. And you know that normalcy isn't fitting in, is being yourself. So when we got on the other side of it, as you put it, it wasn't a transition, but it was more like, finally. You know what I mean? Like an achievement. It was like, oh my God.
Yeah, now
people are actually looking at us like they look at other people. Right. If not more than that, because we're doing things that, you know, uplift and motivate and inspire and advocate and all these things, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we kind of skipped that middle ground and went straight to the, you know, people put us on some kind of pedestal. But like he said, we're just normal people. Just
it's dope. I think it's like we finally made it, I guess, quote unquote, cool to just be yourself. Made it fashionable or whatever it is, like, made people comfortable. We can help people. Like, these two helped me out, like, you know, with, like, I have a lot of social anxiety, always been, like, not very comfortable with who I am, like, afraid to speak up, and just watching them, like, meeting them, knowing who they are, and so comfortable with who they're being.
Inspirational as fuck.
I'm like, how could I be open with myself and be comfortable? Like, because I couldn't imagine living in one of their situations. So it's like, it's great to finally have that message out there to where people, we see all kind of people at our shows. Like, that's what we are aiming to do.
It's a mix,
like,
bro,
if you look at us three, like, how did these three come together and make this crazy group and make dope music?
Yeah, 100%. So. That's why when I seen Joey was bringing y'all, and shout out to Joey for bringing us together.
Hell yeah.
MVP. I definitely wanted to talk to y'all because I know for a fact y'all are inspiring a ton of people. Every song y'all drop, even the freestyles that you just do, like, that are random, you know what I mean? Somebody's hearing that for the first time, and they're seeing y'all, and they're feeling a whole lot better about themselves.
Yep.
So that's different from, like, there can be 100 rappers that are just cool as fucking on the charts or whatever, but they're not really doing nothing. Yep. They're not. Their legacy is not really... It's not worth anything. It's just clout. But y'all are doing something that's super important. That's why I really wanted to talk to y'all, man. It's a dope thing y'all are doing.
It means a lot that you recognize that, too, because that's been an objective of ours since the start. Like, we're not just going to do this. We're going to really make this something bigger than us.
Yeah. The word you said was right. Legacy. That's what it's about. Legacy, like, building a legacy.
I feel like you can hear it right away, too, when you hear a song and you hear everybody start rapping. It's like, oh, this shit's real.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I appreciate that, man, for real.
It is big too. Seeing y'all with Blind Fury, that's somebody like
that's a cool ass dude.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Shout out to Blind Fury. Man. I used to get home from school and watch him on 106 and Park.
Same thing, bro. I used to run from the bus, like, just make sure, bro.
Just
like,
because you didn't know if they started that motherfucker a little early or something.
Like, I had to watch all of 106 and Park leading up to the freestyle battle. Yeah. Well, I wasn't gonna miss the freestyle battle. I stick through the commercials. Make sure I had my snack, so it was dope, actually.
Those good old days, man, for sure.
Yeah, bro, that shit.
It's cool working with Blind, man. That's big bro, for sure.
You have anything y'all working on in the future? I seen the Cypher.
If y'all are watching, check that out. With Blind?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he came to Arizona when we did, when we shot the Cypher, and we made, like, 7, 8, 9, 10 songs, something like that.
He works hard.
Yeah,
he works hard.
I was in there engineering the sessions for 2 days straight. And he was working my ass.
He goes. He just goes in there. He just goes in there. Start the beat. Run that shit through one time. Start it over. Run that shit through another one. Start it over. Run through that shit again. He just. It's
part of the deck.
It's literally just, you know what I'm saying? Like, he rarely fucks up. He rarely like miss says something, and like it's fucking crazy watching him amazing, work.
Dude. He's super gifted. He's a musical genius.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah, watch that behind the scenes one, and he like freestyled a country song.
that shit
was fucking crazy.
Yeah, that man's a legend for real. Yeah. Shout out to Blind Fury.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, I listened to.
Oh yeah, we're making the peanut butter whiskey song, man.
Oh,
peanut butter whiskey.
Yeah, he's singing. He's funny. He's super funny.
I listened to y'all podcast, and you mentioned him being a musical genius.
Yeah.
And that was a question I had for you, for both of y'all specifically. You know how they say when somebody loses senses, like they're blind or they're deaf, that they make up in other ways?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like, since you're physically... you know what I'm saying? Do you feel like mentally that there's like tap into another level?
Absolutely.
Because I feel like it would be like tunnel vision for you.
For my whole life,
this is all I've known. And like, I've thought about your question a lot, like just in my head, myself. Like, I think, because people ask me, if you had limbs, would you be the same person? Like, absolutely not. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have overcome the same troubles, the same struggles, like had to do things certain way. Like, I was just telling my girlfriend, we was just doing simple stuff in the kitchen. She's like, why don't you just do this? And I was like, well, my mentality makes me do it a certain way as to where my little legs don't have to walk back and forth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I definitely feel like me being like this has led to, I don't want to say a superior mind state, but, you know, like a different, a better mind state that I would.
And adaptive.
I have a better mind state like this than I would have if I had limbs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you were born, like this too. So I feel like maybe, and you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, this stuff is like normal for you. This is how you go about your everyday. That's how you adapt to the world or whatever. Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure people wonder, like, how do you roll a blunt? How you? It's like, you probably learned the exact same way everybody else did, because that's just who you are.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, people who lack in certain areas, like, strive
in others,
and it's a beautiful thing.
I definitely feel like a lot of it went to music for sure.
It's dope.
I've been doing music since I was a kid. I've always been musically inclined. That's why I've met so many musical geniuses, like with the Phoenix Boys Choir, and like my conductor was a musical genius. Just kids I was singing with, had perfect pitch. Like, they were musical geniuses. And they didn't even know it yet. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
doesn't Blind Fury has perfect pitch.
He's a he's a musical genius on all kinds of levels. You know what I'm saying? I learned about all kinds of these musical people that are just like
crazy.
So good. Like, look at Beethoven, another blind blind artist. You know, super musically deaf. Super Ray was blind. But anyway, you know, you like you say, I think that is a thing. If you're lacking in one area, you know, you're very gifted in others. You know, but that's part of being unique. You know what I mean? You could be lacking in self-confidence and make up for it in creative ability.
I think that's the beautiful thing about life. I think it's all balance. Like, and you see that in so many different ways. And your story is just another example. It's a beautiful thing, for real.
Beautiful. Absolutely. I agree, bro. Thank you.
Hell yeah. What's next outside of music?
I mean,
this is all we know.
I mean, thinking about the future, thinking about retirement at some point, just investing, making money, like making sure that we do build a legacy and, you know, we can build something solid that our kids can eat off of. And that, you know, generational wealth, man, honestly, like, some way or another. I was just talking about opening a smoke shop with Matt or something, you know, like building something, you know, outside of music.
I've always wanted to own a restaurant.
Yeah, I do a gaming stream.
Nice.
Too, on Facebook, so. Yeah. I'm trying to buy a house in the next 2 years.
Hell yeah.
On some, however it comes, it'll come. You know what I mean? But I want to own my own house. I want to be in on that smoke shop, bro. Let me get in.
Let's
get
it. We can make the best smoke shop.
Let's go.
We can do it.
Let's talk about weed, man.
Always.
Yeah.
What's your favorite type of weed, man? Y'all have a strain?
Anything OG.
OG.
OG is nice.
Man, I like citrusy flavors. Anything that's like, I like gelato strains. Anything crossed with gelato, for sure. I don't know, just gas. Like, I like smoking, like, top shelf shit. Like,
is it gas in Phoenix? Is that
yeah.
Is it legal there?
Yeah. It's been gas in Phoenix since before it was legal, though, too. Like, all that shit from California was come the fuck in.
Have y'all run into this shit yet? This bullshit in Kansas?
The bullshit in Kansas?
Have y'all got some bullshit here yet?
The shit that we got is not bullshit. Is decent,
y'all might have found some. Good, y'all might have found a gym.
Yeah.
But the weed here, I don't think there is weed here. It's just, it just comes from, it comes from another place and gets crusty and shit. You did? Good. Good looking out, bro.
Yeah. Hey, but shout out to everywhere we go and make sure that we got some.
Because it's, you know,
not everywhere is that fire. I can say this is not the worst by far.
Okay. Yeah.
We've definitely had some Snickle Fritz. You know,
Can we have a bag we just left somewhere?
Oh,
We just left.
Like, this
it was probably like someone at least a half.
It was like a quarter.
So, whatever. It was
like
it was a
quarter.
Of
we had a couple.
We had
a couple blunts.
About to go grab it.
We had a it was like a quarter and we had like four or five blunts rolled.
Oklahoma?
I don't even
know. Oh, that's long gone.
Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We'd be all around here, huh?
Yeah,
that half is gone. Yeah, for sure.
And then, what's his name, showed up with the sticky buns.
Sticky buns.
Shout out to Dale.
Shout out to King Dale, man.
King Dale.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
That's probably, if I had to pick a strain, that would be one of them. Because the strains that I like,
yeah,
I can't
get. Yeah, that
shit
was
I can't get the ones I want. Like, if I wanted some original diesel, no one can give me that right now. Or at least
you
from where, you know what I'm saying? Like,
found it
I like
dudes.
The stinky shit.
Bro,
yeah.
And I'm talking about
shit
that old school
like diesel,
shit. Like, okay, the like jet butt. Fuel that you find today is like a portion of diesel.
It's like,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
real strength?
Yeah. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But it, like, I feel like it was based off of some real sour diesel. You know what I mean? The shit that smelled like 16-wheeler gas. You know what I'm saying?
You want the nostalgic weed.
Yeah.
In high school, you can smell sour diesel walking down the
exactly
fucking
that shit that I'm, that's that shit that I want, bro.
Diesel.
And I, you can't,
that was some
feel
different
like,
weed.
You know, a diesel
that
engine
shit that when
spilled or something across the
when
street,
somebody
like,
told
you,
you
smell it.
When somebody told you they had diesel, and it wasn't Diesel,
you knew.
Yeah, you knew. Know what I'm saying? Like, if you had the Diesel, you had the Diesel.
You knew before.
And you were charging motherfuckers $20 a gram. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, 20
G. Now you just gotta accept it.
Yeah, now it's just like, now you just gotta hope this shit is gas. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it smells good, it looks good. All right, cool. Now we're, unless you know what trichomes look like, and you know what I'm saying, you can get somewhat of a tell, but just looking at the weed don't always help you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it smell good, it look good, get homes, roll that shit up,
smoke that shit.
Fucking boo boo.
That is true, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, it's happened. That's why I don't shop at dispensaries. That's why I don't really do dispensaries too much. I ain't even on cap.
Shout out to the 20 of G days, because that's
Yo, you knew you were gonna get some gas.
Get it off.
There was no question.
Yeah.
There was no question.
I remember, like, the first
time. You want to get some wings? Like, yeah, all right. My dude has 20. Yes.
I got 10 on it.
No problem.
I got a dub.
I wonder what we're about to get today.
Yeah, what flavor is he giving us?
Nah,
yeah.
You had that one guy, like the homie Brian said, the homie used to sell mids for the high.
Yeah,
the mids for the high. That's you run into somebody like that.
You do run into those every now and then.
We had I remember when I ran into my first really good plug. This motherfucker had the $20 gram shit for $10 a gram.
Mm. Oh, Riley.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it. But no, yeah.
Shout out Riley, bro.
That motherfucker, bro.
Let's go.
He'd pull up, and hey, I'd be like, bro, what you got?
He's probably, if he heard this, he'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably he's probably rooting for it.
Shout out Riley.
He'd be like, they remember me.
Motherfucker had the gas, and it was at the most beautiful price.
It's too good to be true.
Junior and senior year, bro. 2010, 2011. $10 a gram for the dank shit.
Highs for the low.
The highs for the low. I mean, like, I'm walking, like,
I kill orange juice every once in a while, too.
You know, the little Minute Maid orange juices, the little, it's not even 16 ounces. I'd kill one of those just to go outside, put the shit in the can so I could walk around with my shit all day and not have anybody smell me.
You could still smell it.
And you could still fucking smell it. But they, it, like,
we
it,
almost got in trouble.
Bro, that. Bro. Man. That's
a relationship
say.
Question. We got like 15 minutes of the fun shit.
Got any headlines or anything?
I'm about to dive into Reddit, man. Get it with you, Reddit.
Oh, shit. He said, I'm about to dive into Reddit.
Oh, I'm about to dive into Reddit.
Get high on Google shit.
That's always
fun. How do you make up for getting your girl's birthday?
For forgetting her birthday?
I've never had that problem.
Remember it the next year.
I don't have a girl either.
I don't know if you could come back from that.
I don't know.
I was gonna say the same thing, Factor. Ooh. If you let that happen, there ain't no coming back from that. Yeah. That's something
you gonna be working.
That's not like your homie or something. Back here,
you gonna be working on that shit for the next year.
She brings it out every time. That's what. Birthday! Yeah. I just missed the dishes today. So, we didn't need to bring any of that up.
Yeah, you missed the dishes just like you missed my birthday.
That was 3 years ago I missed your birthday, and I made up for it.
Oh, that's what women do when they're losing the argument.
Right.
They can't stay on topic.
Why you bringing up old shit?
They got to bring up the old shit. They bring it way back. Oh, man.
It could be the
I did that a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Started with the dishes, and now it's like 7 years ago.
We've been on four vacations, and you're still arguing about that?
I didn't do the dishes now, but I'm also in trouble for 7 years ago.
You're going to have to take that L, though. Like, you forget your girl's birthday.
But, yeah, you forgot the birthday.
I'm sure there's a couple ways. I'm sure there's a couple ways you could come back.
What do you mean forget it? What do you mean forget it? Like, just completely miss
the day? Like, you go the whole day, and she's waiting for you to give her something, and you don't?
You know, like, she know you.
Hey, if you remember, like,
if you
wake up at night and
together,
you remember, you better plan something super extravagant the next day.
The day goes by.
Better take her out of the country.
Oh, yeah,
if it's
bro,
your girl,
she, look,
this is the only way out. This is the only way
out. Like I said earlier, you're going to be working on that shit for the next year.
Yeah, until the birthday comes and you out.
It's a whole 365 days of you getting fucked over by her just because you forgot that one good old day.
If it's your girl, if it's your girl, you gotta propose the next day. That's the only way out.
Yeah, got that because this is what I was planning.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's the only way
that's
out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You don't have to bounce back.
Damn,
like, I just needed you a little bit.
You thought
I just needed you. I needed
it was
to prank
build
you
it up.
Bit.
You know what I'm saying? To make it feel bad.
I had to play it off.
No, I'm sorry, I forgot your birthday. But I really want a long term this. Will you marry me? I promise I won't forget any birthday.
No, you say I know you thought I forgot your birthday, but I didn't because I was planning this. I was waiting
to get the ring. The ring wasn't ready. All right, that's look.
She'd be like, why didn't you do it on my birthday then?
Get your birthday every year.
Damn.
After this, don't even talk about a birthday.
You don't have a birthday anymore. She gonna forget your birthday for the next five.
I thought you didn't get older. That's a good one. You could try that. See how far I get.
Oh, that's they might like that.
See how far.
Depending on like if you say that to a girl in their 30s.
We're not celebrating. You don't get any older. You've been the same age forever. You're 24 in my eyes forever, you know?
Jesus.
Hey, man. Smooth get you out.
Yeah, that would work.
Smooth get you out, bro.
Hey, the marriage thing might work.
Hey, let's go out to dinner right now.
Fuck it. We getting on a plane. Come on. Don't even pack.
So you did get another a year older this year. All right. I didn't want... Well, if that's what we're going with. Flip it back, bro. There's a couple things.
Yeah, you can't do that though, man.
No,
that's a bad move, bro.
That's game over.
Yeah,
what
bro.
Are you doing? What
do
are you doing that you want to?
I don't even know how
do
you
that.
Forget.
You can't even want to break up with her.
You didn't even get on Facebook that day. They tell you on Facebook
because she gonna let you know.
It tells you on Facebook.
You'll know the month before that her birthday is the next month. Cause she'll tell you. My birthday's next month.
It's a question.
She'll tell you every day.
She's gonna tell you something.
For my birthday.
You
know what I'm saying? I don't know what I want to do for my birthday.
She's gonna tell you.
And women celebrate their birthday the whole month, so you gonna know.
Yeah, like, you'll know.
Unless you hate that.
And nowadays they all put it on Snapchat. They all put it on Facebook, Instagram. Yeah, it's birthday month. You know what I'm saying?
You spaced out.
Wait till it's my birthday.
Hey, look. You know what? What you could do. To get over on shit, forget her birthday, and then just break up with her.
Yikes! What? The
if that you know, if, I mean,
hey, if you forget her birthday, you might not even need it.
She might break up with you anyway.
I forgot your birthday. You single now. Yeah. Guess what?
Hey, I forgot your birthday. You single now.
That's a good segue. Yeah, that's fire.
How does that go down in your head, Snow? Break it up. Say, you
fuck
know
it.
What?
I'm gonna really be look. Like I just I just did some fun, I just did some shit that was probably no way coming back from. And yeah, we just gonna I'm just call it a quit because I don't want to deal with it.
Yes.
Cut my losses. Yeah, just cut the losses, bro. You couldn't have been that busy though, my nigga. If you love her, you couldn't have been that busy to where you forgot. There's no fucking way.
No, it's time to go.
There's no fucking way. It's time to go. How long you been with her?
I never forgot.
I can see if this is the first year or like y'all just dating and like she told you her birthday was on the 16th or whatever the fuck.
I ruined her birthday a few times.
You know what I'm saying?
So you didn't forget, but you just fucked it up.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's still kind of the same thing.
I mean, did you try?
It's in the ballpark. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ooh,
I think that's worse. Yeah, I think it is worse.
That's why.
What'd you do?
Forgetting is neutral. No. You know,
why are you putting that narrative out there?
Oh,
my bad. We about to
damn. He did you like that?
He's lying.
What'd you do?
I don't even remember. I was.
Even worse.
I was just being a little bitch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just having a day.
Just arguing
about
shit.
We're not happy in the moment of your birthday.
You weren't having a good day.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
He woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Your birthday
party. I was being a grouch.
Oh, yeah. That's probably worse.
Yeah. It happens, man.
That's fucked.
It happens.
Tell me about
man.
The time you cheated, though.
I actually did, but yeah.
That's a yeah.
So you did.
So you did.
No. Nah.
You never
he just
cheated?
Said he cheated like three
oh,
times.
Oh, cheated! I thought you were talking about forgetting. But wait, so have you ever forgot a birthday though?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you
that's what
that.
I thought he asked you.
In the same month as mine, so I
oh, you? That's yeah. That's easy.
We can celebrate on the same day.
Oh, we about to go out. Make it easy.
No, no.
I mean, you don't. See, the whole point is the whole point is you do. Nah, the whole point is y'all do something fucking big. You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah, something.
That's not going to work.
They want their own day. Yeah,
of course they do.
Yeah.
You'll learn one day.
So. Yeah.
I mean, I ain't had a girlfriend in a minute, so I ain't, you know.
It's okay. We don't blame
you. It's showing because there's no way.
It's showing.
You don't share your birthday with your girlfriend. That's just something.
That's her day. That's her day. It's hers.
And if you find a woman with the same birthday as you, I feel like that's a red flag, too.
That's one of the biggest red flags.
Hey, hold on. How in the fuck did y'all get so far along like that? With, like, two people having the same birthday?
How
in the fuck would that work?
I mean, when they meet each other. When you meet each other.
I don't think...
I don't think it's in the universal connections, man.
No, I'm talking about like being in a relationship with somebody that I have the same birthday with. I've never heard of that before.
You're just saying shit now. You want to trade your spots? You can hop on, bro. You good?
I've never heard of that, though.
Would you rather have the ability to speak Mandarin, Japanese, or Russian?
Russian.
Russian for you?
Russian for sure.
Isn't Mandarin like the most common language
Mandarin's
in the world?
Mandarin's Chinese.
Is it
Mandarin? Chinese?
I thought English was.
English is the most common language in the world.
It's like the international trade language.
Hey, man, I'll speak Mandarin, though.
I would go Russian or Japanese.
I'm saying Japanese just because I want to go to Japan. Yeah.
That's why I'm going to say Japanese
because I want to go to Japan. I want to go to Japan. Yeah, I'm gonna say Japanese.
I just like the way Russians talk, so I wish I could talk like a Russian.
Sure, Russian.
Yeah, they talk.
Suka!
That means shit.
They fight bears and shit too.
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, they're badass, bro. They don't fuck around.
Y'all seen them videos going around?
For sure. Why can't we all just be friends and then like teach each other shit? Like, why is it gotta be like a tension between like Russia politically, you know, and America? That's just weird, bro. I can't. People just need to smoke weed and chill.
It's a fact. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, y'all know shit we don't know. We know shit you don't know. I mean, we don't need to share at all, but I would definitely like to know how the fuck y'all survive out in the snow like that. That's pretty goddamn crazy to me.
People are different, man.
Yeah, it's just genetic.
It's like different planets.
It's like you being born without no arms and legs. They just... They're in that situation.
Well, yeah, I guess just so. Yeah,
fucking
I mean, shit.
Survive.
It's crazy. You adapt.
Yeah, I was talking to you about Joe Rogan interview. He just interviewed this lady who escaped at 13 from North Korea.
Oh, shit.
Damn!
And the shit that she was talking about.
I gotta watch that one.
Man, wild. Fucking wild. It just gives you a lesson on perspective.
At 13 years old, she escaped?
Mm-hmm. Her and her mom. Yeah. And she was just giving the insight of what goes down in North Korea. And it's like, man,
Jesus,
you are
it's torture, basically.
Man, for real.
That's ridiculous.
Mm.
That's crazy. You have to escape your own country.
And it's hard. There's not too many people who escape.
That's 13 blew my mind. I'm like, dude, that's a tough thing to do at 13, bro. Like, that's like real life grown person people stuff.
Yeah.
You went through it as a kid.
Oh, that's a question I was going to ask y'all, too, because what she had mentioned in there was when she got to America, she had a hard time feeling bad for people because she came from seeing fucking dead bodies in the road, like people getting slaughtered. She even said that if you commit a crime in North Korea, your family gets punished for 8 generations. So 8 generations, everybody in your family gets purged or whatever for it. But anyway, she said...
Damn.
That when she got to America, it was like she couldn't feel bad for people.
Yeah.
Because she had went through so much. And
I can see that.
Yeah, do y'all feel that in a
I
sense?
I have compassion issues sometimes, for sure. Yeah. I can definitely relate to that.
I relate.
It's a good question.
I don't know it in the moment, but you speaking on that, I look back, it's like, yeah, I've felt that.
I feel like there's a lot of people that put themselves through shit that they didn't need to put themselves through. Or just let themselves go through shit that they didn't need to go through. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If you look at a lot of people's problems, they did that shit to themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No one's... Unless somebody put a fucking gun to your head and made you do something, didn't nobody make you do anything. You decided to do that. You made the choice to get where the fuck it led you.
Well, there's a lot more factors.
There's
than
more.
There's
like,
more factors like, to it. Yeah, no, I get it.
I'm learning more compassion.
Also, bro, like,
maybe.
Yeah, like
that's, compassion. I mean, something I have that I've been letting in, and the For fact example, that I need to let more compassion in means that I haven't had enough. You know what I mean? So I can definitely relate to that. I'm trying to just, you know, not relate, but empathy is a good thing. It's like
I'm almost like the opposite. I almost feel bad for people because, like, I don't know. I know how it feels to be left out or whatever. Like, I couldn't imagine the shit that some people go through. Like, so, and you never know what somebody's going through. Everybody's
Unless
different.
You can
like,
relate,
you know what
you
I'm saying? Like, and like, you just meet a random person on the street or waitress, you have bad service. You never know, like, what that person is going through. Because, like, we've all been through some shit, had some bad days, fucked up on something. Like, you got to have compassion for other people no matter what. And I know, like, in America, we're definitely lucky. Like, so, like, I know, like, we're all, like, here. We're blessed to be in this fucking situation, bro.
Facts,
like,
bro.
We're super blessed. So, like, I never take it for granted. Like, so I see other people and I try to be as compassionate as I can be because I don't know. Yeah, we're all just babies
there's situations
grew up.
For that. That's how I feel about it. Because,
like, they're in pain.
Like, I'm not
I'm
not compassionate in every situation.
Yeah.
You know
well, I mean, you're not going to know everybody's
pain, I understand
pain,
when
right?
somebody is fucking up.
Right.
Like,
it's,
yeah.
And you see people do shit to themselves. I understand.
Yeah.
Like, there's less compassion,
but
still.
I still have the compassion, but, to an extent, I'm not sorry for you. If I know or I can, you did the shit to yourself. Why am I sorry for you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get a reason for it. If you didn't get your fucking grades right in school, that was your fault. You didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the way I think about it.
Yeah, but then,
but there's,
but
like you said, there's always, there's always shit, there's always shit that blurs.
Most of the time when kids are
getting
bad grades in school, bro, they got family issues, bro. There's something going on at
home. That's
not always the case, but you never know.
That's why I'm listing off different cases. There's a lot of things.
I know.
But that's where compassion comes in.
I have compassion. Just not in all
situations. The ability to actually go into your mind and be like, well, they're going through something I don't understand right now.
No, guaranteed.
That's compassion.
Guaranteed.
And understanding that you don't understand their pain.
I have that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not just like, oh, you did it to yourself. It's like they're going through it.
There's a lot of situations they did it to themselves. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, whether that's the case or not, like, you still, like, compassion could still be shown.
Yeah, of course. But that, I'm just saying, I show compassion. I have compassion in all situations, but I show compassion in, I don't know the fucking number. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
We need more mushrooms. No, dude.
I'm different.
I used
that's,
to feel
yeah,
like
that's
that
how I
a
see
lot,
it. That's how I see it. I'm different.
I don't like feeling
no, that,
that
makes
way.
Sense.
I learned a long
There's
time
a lot
ago
of people
that I don't
that
like
way.
Putting my struggles over other people's, because that's not, because you never know, man. Like people say it all the time. It's like
that.
I don't know what I would do if I was in your situation. I don't know what I'd do if I was in your situation. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know how a thumb works. I don't know fingers. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how it is to break a goddamn wrist or anything like that. Like, everybody goes through what they go through, so.
Hell yeah.
Nothing's on a pedestal. That's what I'm put in my life lately, man. Everybody has pain, and pain is singular, man. There's no greater pain than anybody else, you know what I mean? Like, understand that pain hurts. It fucking hurts.
True.
You know what I mean? No matter how hard.
It's all about perspective, because you know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? If you're going through some shit in your life and you feel that pain, nobody can tell you nothing,
right?
Nothing different.
And at
you're
some
feeling
point,
it.
That pain will make you not want to feel the pain no more. It'll drive you to do things that, you know, make you feel better. And that's where, I mean, I've been through that. So
we all got to be reminded we're on a floating rock in the middle of nowhere. Just remember that.
Truth.
Live in the
just
present.
For a little tiny
Truth.
Bit, too.
For a blip.
Yeah, we're here for a
fucking
circling around a fucking giant nuclear explosion.
It may feel
flying
like your life took
just
a whole
through flying
through
infinity
rock,
forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
let's be more compassionate. We're here together.
This wouldn't be a Raw District episode if I didn't ask this, man. How do y'all feel about the simulation theory?
It's perspective, like you said. It's literally I mean, if you think we're in a simulation, you're not wrong. If you don't think we're in a simulation, you're also not wrong. Whatever gets you to your alignment and happiness, bro. That's how I see it. Like, this reality is your creation. with your mind and your feelings, you can manifest things, you know, whatever you want. Like, you just got to do it. You got to see it first, and then you act on it, and then you don't give up. And then as long as it feels good the whole time, bro, it's going to, you know, it'll be something. That's how I feel. If that's a simulation, then we in a simulation. You know what I mean?
It's, yeah. That's the simulated route.
Hey.
I don't think it's the way that people think it is, like the simulation, like, oh, we're inside of a computer. Like, I think like the universe is the simulation, like
the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing. I believe in multiverses and all kind of shit. So, I don't think it's like a computer programmer that's ones just zeros, sitting, you know, behind watching all this shit. How people think of the simulation, but something created this. I mean. We're here. I think we have some kind of free will at some point, but
me personally, it feels like I think of it as like a sandbox type of game where you can do whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, put your mind to it. Go out there and get it. You want to be president? Work your ass off and go be president. You want to be a doctor? Work your ass off and go be a doctor. It doesn't matter what you do. You got to put the work in to get there. You know what I'm saying? There's always some kind of work to be done. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? There's people who go to be nurses and they get associates. There's people who want to be actual doctors and they go get masters. And then you got brain surgeons who go and get doctorates. You know what I'm saying? Which one of those do you want to do? How far do you want to take it? You could take it wherever the fuck you want to do it.
If this is a simulation, you are the programmer. You're
exactly.
Like, you're the developer.
Exactly.
You're in your own simulation.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
It's your own simulation, if anything. You know what I mean? Damn. I agree with that.
My controller's fucked up.
My controller's fucked up.
Hey, man,
you gotta try to find a game slider.
You can fix it, though.
I forget.
Or just recode your simulation to where you don't need a controller.
I need to hack it.
You know what I'm saying?
I forget who it was.
Fuck the controller.
I forget who it was. Dude said there's a rule, or there's what's dangerous is when the universe gives you a pair of magic glasses. And there's rules that come with the magic glasses. Once you put them on, you can never see anything for what it looks like. You see it for what it is. You see, you can't take them off, and you can't force anybody else to wear them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And that goes with what I was talking about the sandbox. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can look at it however the fuck you want to look at it, because it's your program. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're here, and you can't do anything else about it. You know what I'm saying? So you have to deal with that shit to some extent. You know what I mean? Like,
make the most out of it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's all yours. You know what I'm saying? And we all have the magic glasses on, whether you want to believe it or not. But once you notify yourself that you have the motherfuckers on, and you start to, you know, think and align yourself in the alignment like Nubs talks about, shit starts going your way. You know what I mean? I didn't know how I was going to be a rapper when I was a kid. Somehow I'm sitting on this fucking couch on a podcast being a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, somehow I'm on here interviewing rappers.
You know what I'm saying?
We all made it happen, bro. We're all programming. We all program our separate shit, but it's all a bigger program that we're doing it together.
Exactly.
The universe connects. I mean, we're all a piece of the universe. Just like that cat. You know what I mean? Just like the plants outside. So we run a course. We only hold ourselves back by thinking our course is something that's not. You just got to go with the flow of things, you know what I mean?
100%.
Whatever feels good, you'll know.
That's
why there's not a million rappers out, you know what I mean? At some point, they either, you know, felt something else felt better to them, or, you know, that's usually what it is. They found something else that felt better to them. So they put more time into that, you know? So I think that very easy general rule of life is just do what makes you feel good. It'll take you great places.
Wise man Nubs.
Thank you.
Love it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all, man, for coming through, man.
Hey, man, y'all have some dope-ass questions.
I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we get asked a lot of the same shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So that's dope, bro. I appreciate it.
Thank you, bro.
You made me think a couple times. I was fucking late.
Yes, sir. All district, baby.
Oh, my God. You made Snowman use his brain. Don't do that too much or you won't perform and have a headache.
Let the people know who's tapped in, where to find y'all.
OddSquadFamily.com. You'll find everything right there on the website. We're on every streaming platform as well. OddSquadFamily.
Only Dreamers on YouTube.
Yep.
Only Dreamers on OddSquadFamily on IG.
Hot Spot Family on all socials.
Yeah.
Only Dreamers on YouTube. We also have a Odd Squad Family YouTube page. That's where I was putting up the podcast and stuff too. So
a lot of views.
Go check those out, and you know, we'll be in a city near you wherever you're watching this, hopefully soon.
Sure. Odd Squad Family for all your tour dates and, you know, merchandise. Yes, and
yeah.
We appreciate y'all. We cannot do this without y'all. You know, facts. What I'm saying? For real. It's all
that's episode. Sure. I think that's 50. I think that might be episode 50. Yeah.
Congrats. That's what I'm. That's a beautiful fucking thing.
Check the description below. I don't know where the camera went. Check the description for the merch, man. Tap into that, man. Other than that, man, everybody stay blessed, stay easy, man.
Yeah.
We out.
Yeah. Peace.